Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio.
Yo.
No relation. Or are we brothers? You can noodle that one out at your leisure.
Like the fucking White Stripes.
Exactly. Are we fucking each other? Are we siblings?
I don't know. What was the goddamn Matt Groening cartoon?
Oh, Life in Hell? Akbar and Jeff.
All right.
Yeah, are they brothers and... Or are they fucking each other?
The fez is on.
Oh, that was a creepy cartoon when you really analyze it.
I love those things, man. It sucks we never got it in like the DC paper.
No, Matt Groening's the shit. All that. Life in Hell.
Does he still do it?
Like how I said, all that. And I'm literally going to reference the two things we already said. Yeah, Life in Hell and Akbar and Jeff.
Yeah, but weren't they like characters within
Life
the cartoon?
In Life in Hell. Yeah, that's literally like me saying, I love Itchy and Scratchy and The Simpsons. It's the same fucking universe.
I was going to go for like the shitty... Married with Children, remember where they just had like the secondary characters like Matt LeBlanc and...
Oh, when they tried to launch the fucking spinoff.
What was the spinoff going to be?
I don't know. It was going to be Matt's Big Break.
Really?
I guess for those of you who are out there in Hollywood and you think it's all tough and you get screwed, you know, 10 years later, you might get your friends coming down the pike.
I don't think they were that far apart, man. I thought it was very close.
Ooh, I want to say that episode was maybe 90. And
well,
Friends
was like 95, 94.
Yeah, so. Okay.
No, I kind of remember when Friends came out. It's like, oh, there's the guy. I almost thought it was like cross promotion, kind of like, oh, it's the same dude from Married with Children.
God damn it. This is always what you do. Like, your levels just come alive. Like, whenever we do the levels,
because I like, come alive.
Check. Check. Check.
What's creepy? Then, fucking coming into an empty room, no music.
You gotta fake it.
No intro.
You gotta fake it. Yeah, we don't have an intro. We didn't have an intro. I'm going to... Everything you hear that was an intro, it's going to be added in post-production. Ace of Spades. I was even... Oh, by the way, show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Let's just get that out of the way before we've gone too far. It's got my Twitter feed, at Papa's Basement. Will, you're at Billy Basil. Do you do anything with it anymore?
No. I mean, if anyone wants to contact me, get me at... Gray Sky Eternal.
That's his band, G-R-E-Y. You type that with your pinky out, like the faggoty Brit you are.
And, yeah, I don't know. Can these creeps look us up on Facebook? Or
sure, facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
I don't think I ever made the URL, because I don't want people to find me on Facebook.
What do you mean you made the URL?
No, I didn't. You know how like they would try to kind of like force you into it, like they force you into every fucking thing?
No, what do you mean? Like you took your numeric...
I've never changed it.
You've changed what URL?
No, like Facebook.
I'm funny how?
Like, okay, when you first get a Facebook page, your URL is like facebook.com/14 blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Right? And like
your little concentration camp tattoo.
Yeah, and at first, or for a long time, they'd be like, oh, change it to, you know, whatever your name, Will.
I didn't think they gave a shit anymore. I thought they're now like, you're on Facebook, you're fucked.
That they left it alone. I don't know. Do people... I know some people have like their own personal URLs. I never made it.
I think you can edit that at any time, but you only get one shot.
That is true, because we did that for the band and fucking Patrick screwed it up and it was a whole thing to fix it.
Oh, was it G-R-A-Y?
No, he did it. It's
like five spelling errors in three words.
Facebook sucks. Like, because you have a page like the Papa's Basement thing.
Yeah.
You know how you can be like logged in as yourself?
Yes.
But... when you go to the Papa's Basement page, it gives you the admin options because you're listed as an admin.
Yeah, so what,
so
like
he did
Gray
that.
Sky's page was like Patrick 10 inches or something for a while?
It went to his personal page. Which,
to this day, I don't know how exactly that fan page was set up. I think Rachel, who we had like five co-hosts ago,
and
was the one that actually did it.
Who you just fucking abandoned, like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Kind of, yeah, exactly. I was the opposite of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like, I had the Chipmunks, and then the chapter two where you kick them out of the fucking treehouse.
The giant cloaked mama chipmunk that you see just drop the bassinet
slut
on the
yeah
porch.
Oh, my God. Did they ever explain to this day why the Chipmunks were mutant huge?
No.
And they're not in the live action, I don't think, correct? Like, they rocked the whole... their little Stuart Little type bullshit. They get into knot holes and watch people have sex and pound off.
Oh, like, I don't know. I never watched it, but...
I think from the ads, you can see that.
Yeah, because they're like spinning on a turntable or some shit.
Yeah,
so
they're
actually, they're
little
like,
wee things again. They went for the cute angle. Yeah, it never made sense to me.
Scooby-Doo never made sense to me. Like, I used to watch it when I was high.
Well, there are dogs
California.
That fucking big, though. That
well,
makes...
that's, I didn't know he was supposed to be a Great Dane. I used to watch it. I was like, why is that dog so fucking big?
How do you get your dog so big?
But, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Great Danes are big. I don't think they're that big, but...
They're massive. Are you kidding me? I thought there's like, entire porns dedicated to women getting mounted by that shit.
When Scooby-Doo would sit down, he'd be, like, as tall as Shaggy. That's not realistic.
I think a Great Dane could be huge.
Like 4 feet tall if it's sitting on its ass?
Maybe Shaggy was a spick and he was really short.
Amen.
Amen.
God, I hate massive dogs. They are creepy as shit.
I think what bugs me about them, I love them in small doses.
They're
what
giant
freaks.
Turds.
No, well, not that.
Horse piles.
They're massive cocks either.
The drool.
Red rockets that look like they could send a man to the moon. Don't they have like shit lifespans?
Yeah.
They have like guinea pig lifespans.
That's like 7 foot tall people. They live to be like 35.
That's horrible.
Because I don't think your heart gets much bigger. Like your heart's kind of the same size.
Yeah. So,
if you're
like,
huge, it's just working double overtime.
The entire time, your heart is like, and finally, like, fuck this. Yeah. I'm heartbroken anytime a pet of that size, if you will, dies. Like, you have different levels of pet heartbreak. Like, a goldfish dies, I'll literally like try to piss on its corpse or something because it'll be funny to make it move in the water one last time. A gerbil dies, you're like, oh, I'm gonna dig you a grave with a fucking hand trap. You know, it's no big deal. Or you literally
like KFC sport.
Yeah, like you shovel in one time, one scoop of soil, and you're like, oh, that's more than enough. But if I have to really dig to put you under, I'm gonna be sad.
Well, dude, a fucking like Newfoundland dies.
A Newfie.
Like, you gotta call a goddamn crew to come in and like chainsaw that shit like the horse in Animal House. Like, you can't get that fucking dead body to the vet by yourself.
Just rolling it.
Just 200 pounds of dead weight that's not cooperating.
Can you imagine? Yeah, and like you're trying to roll it so you're squeezing up its guts. Like, it's just got to be making all over the place.
God, you have to get like a fucking pallet jack or something.
Oh, that's fucking horrible.
You just drag it out by its feet. Its fucking fur is getting ripped and shit. You hear its claws scraping against the sidewalk.
Don't kill me. Don't put me in the ground.
Its weak underbelly just gets torn. Fucking visceral organs coming out.
Viscera just smearing.
Looks like a Cannibal Corpse album cover. Eaten back to life. I imagine you fucking have to call animal control or like pay the vet to come get it.
I got no clue how that shit would work.
I can kill it like Ralphie in The Sopranos.
Chop it. Watch, you didn't know he was bald. That's the best. That they just fucking Tony and Christopher share this moment where they laugh because the fucking wig comes
hacking
off.
Corpse in the bathtub.
Shits himself.
Oh, God. What other movie or show had that where it's like...
What, Surprise Bald?
No, I think it was also Sopranos. Isn't there like... When they're in the Italian shop and they're just like chainsawing or like hacksawing someone in the sink, like in the kitchen?
Oh, like in, I think in a butcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like some butcher shop.
Like an Italian deli or something.
Yeah. And they're just chopping up a Russian, if I believe.
I don't remember who it was.
I think it was. I thought you were going for Surprise Baldness because I was going to say De Niro choking out Maury in Goodfellas and his fucking wig's coming off. Goddamn Leota's just losing it. Oh my God. I could never get enough of that shit.
I know. What the fuck? There hasn't been like any new mob movie or especially movie, but definitely not show since The Sopranos.
I think it's tapped out. It might be
people
kind of mind,
fucking
man.
Fucking love it. Like, when was The Godfather? 73?
No, I think you're right. 73, because it still had that old fucking like snuff movie film quality thing going.
Like, I was telling Mom the other day, I hate, you know, because that has flashbacks to when Vito was a kid, right?
Yes.
So it's like in the future when you're watching these movies that were made 30 years ago and then they have scenes that were supposed to be in the past back then, it just gets confusing.
Like, why? All of a sudden it's like super double past?
Yeah, like Animal House, for example. Like, it was made in what, like, late 70s, early 80s?
Oh, okay, you mean, so, well, dude, Godfather itself is a flashback. It was made in the 70s, yeah. It was set in, like, the 40s. And
or
then the
30s, yeah, but Animal House also, it's like, it's made late 70s, early 80s, but supposed to be set in the 60s.
Yes.
So you just watch it, and you're like, all right, I guess it's a movie from the 60s. Like, you know, Glenn Belushi lived.
It completely goes past you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it, I mean, you look at their costumes, like, I guess that's authentic. Seems all right to me.
I wonder.
Like, if you didn't know when John Belushi lived and died, like, you could watch that and, like, be like, all right, 60s movie.
That really throws me. I wonder if they did their homework. Because I watched, I don't like admitting this, but I watched Take Me Home Tonight a couple of weeks ago. That
the shit is that? I've never heard of that.
It's like a Topher Grace homage to 80s movies with the big fat guy who was the poor man's Jack Black, who was in like Balls of Fury and the Typo Negative.
Oh, that dude.
I Don't Want to Be Me video. Yeah.
No one knows his name.
I think his like name is Dan Fatzenberg, Jew last name. You know,
were you with a woman at least?
I was.
All right.
I definitely was. Trust me.
It's the only excuse for watching a shitty movie.
This
looks like it might be nice.
Exactly. With a girl, the tastes are rarely going to sync up. So I'm looking for either something she's going to enjoy that won't completely lose me, or something that like I enjoy that I won't be like turning every 3 minutes and just seeing her like arms crossed, like, yeah, you know, on the couch.
We'll never find a girl who's into Seinfeld and the Wu-Tang.
No. I've got friends, you know, I mean, if they get some surgeries, maybe I could dedicate my life to being with them.
Like, because I usually like comedy shit. So, I mean, if you have a chick with a good sense of humor, usually it'll line up.
Yeah, well, I would assume girls that are into me are into just excellent comedy, you know.
But like
this funny man right here.
No, if you had a chick drag you to see fucking like Twilight at age 30, it's like,
oh, are you kidding? I would be like, if your head leaves my lap once, this was not worth it.
Or what was that movie that just came out? Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Oh, fuck Hunger Games.
Wait, did you see it?
No, I did not see Hunger Games. That's just such girls bullshit. And it's like such, it's like a hardcore premise, too.
Kids, I mean,
it was completely,
killing each other? I don't
it
know.
Was completely ripped off from some Jap thing that came out 10 years ago called Battle Royale.
Isn't that everything? Fucking Ringu.
Ringu!
Everything. All movies. Like every horror movie. It was like some Swedish movie.
Yeah, we don't do much over here. What we do sucks. Like Take Me Home Tonight, for example.
Hey, let's make a movie about the Three Stooges in 2012.
Oh, God.
That was a good original idea.
Oh, because they're so relevant, that edgy brand of comedy.
When the fuck did the Three Stooges air? The 50s?
I'm pretty sure that you could own a black person legally when the Three Stooges aired. Like, there was probably a fucking Three Stooges spinoff that was just black people being murdered as gags. Like just fucking live-action Looney Tunes. Like, look at this pile of bricks falling on Leon.
The black Mo goes for the eye poke, except he actually pokes the other black guy's out.
Fucking vanilla pudding.
Oh, God damn it, I swallow my gum.
7 years, enjoy it. Take Me Home Tonight could not beat its dick hard enough about being in the 80s. Like, it opens in a Sam Goody, and if you had just watched this movie and not lived through the 80s, you would have thought four fucking albums existed in a Sam Goody in 1986. And they were like Appetite for Destruction, which I think
hadn't even come out yet. Actually, you know what? It might have come out. No, that's 87, man.
But it was huge, like 89. Now we're getting into music dork territory, but I want to say Ape Tit for Destruction came out 87, was big in 89. This movie, I think, was 86, 87. And Appetite was the biggest thing on earth, apparently.
What about Master of Puppets?
Nothing.
No, it was Halloween?
See you
later. That's actually pretty good, man.
That was Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Fuck Halloween. Grim Reaper, they're big fat pigs.
The mullet.
You ever just type in Grim Reaper, Beavis, and Butthead, and I think it's the video See You in Hell.
What else would it be? Or no, maybe it was Hello from the Gutter.
That's overkill.
Oh, God damn.
So
that fucking second tier of shitty metal
just
bands.
Really bad ones, yeah. Like, oh, God, for some reason I Wikipedia'd Grim Reaper, and it's just like Grim Reaper released 3 albums. So they're like, the singer from Grim Reaper is just working in like an English Foot Locker. Like, are you the guy? Yes, I am.
Oh, boy.
That's the thing. If you ever get even like a shred of success, I think you have to die if it goes away. Just for everyone's sake.
Makes sense. Help your career. Help your family, too.
Yeah. Or pretend to die.
Get those estate royalties. Pull Kenny Powers.
Please, I just KP it up, man. I'm not asking you to really fall upon your sword, but pretend to.
I was going
to
make a prediction.
Okay.
All right, this movie's called Take Me Home Tonight.
Yes.
Does it play the song Take Me Home Tonight?
You fucking whiff. You whiff so fucking hard.
Are you serious?
Yes. And it sucks because the whole time that the movie's on, you think you're so fucking smart. You're like, well, goddamn, Eddie Money's going to start belting that shit out at any point. And then the credits roll. And then you're like, okay, you know what?
It's two tickets to paradise.
That'd be such a great fuck you. No, you're like, by the end of it, it's like, okay, I get it. You were smarter than me. You didn't play Take Me Home Tonight. Now give me fucking Take Me Home Tonight or else.
Well, just because, like, if you're going to name a movie after a song like that stupid Sweet Home Alabama with Reese Witherspoon.
I literally, every fucking screen wipe better have been to damn, bam, bam, bam.
Well, it's like you said, it's like the end. Like the
okay, over the credits, I can live with that, yeah.
Which is hokey as shit. Like, you really, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't come up with an original idea. You hear a song, you're like,
oh, how many?
Let's make a movie about that.
Oh,
or fucking Feeling Minnesota.
Dumb Southern Dumplings, when those opening chords came out of the speaker,
Whee!
Must just turn to each other like, see, I told you. I told you.
Your computer's getting attacked by a virus.
Oh, you mean my porno virus that has been on for 4 months that I've never repaired it, and it used to just wipe my hard drive routinely, Jesus. And I put on AVG antivirus, which can't fix it. It simply contains it.
That shit, I don't even bother with it. To me, it doesn't seem like it does anything.
I have not been able to get rid of this virus, and literally the third time that I had shit just devastated, I was like, fine, you win.
Well, so, you take it to Geek Squad, are you too embarrassed?
Fuck that.
Too much evidence everywhere.
Fuck that. Geek Squad, that's like asking another woman or another man to fuck your wife.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know shit about computers, so.
I know enough. I mean, all you have to do is Google the symptoms, and then they'll be like, this is the virus, this is how you fix it, and it just would not take. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm too proud. I'm going to AVG it. I'll put Band-Aids on the AIDS.
Band-Aids on cancer.
Exactly. And I am fine with that solution. This laptop is 4 years old. At this point, I just use my desktop because I'm sick of irradiating my testes.
God, why the fuck can't they last?
You mean the technology in them?
Just, yeah. Every laptop I've had is dead within like a year or two.
I don't know what you do. You must like come into the keyboard. I don't know what you do with yours.
Nothing that bad, I don't think. I don't know. It's all relative. I don't
go
to those
through them like toilet. This is what my, you've had three to this one?
Maybe
I believe.
Four.
Yeah,
one you gave me from work.
Oh, God, I forgot
that.
Two
after that, and then the current one. I think I'm on number four.
Oh, God, you really do go on through them like TP, man.
But see, I don't even go on like those tube sites and shit. I think that's what does it.
By the way, the one recording was not working. The other was, don't fret. I'm just saying, half the show, computer, don't crash. Please don't crash. We're fine, don't worry.
Yes, in a studio where I can't even get a fucking, like, good headphone feed.
La 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 la, you
have
are
to
not
turn my fucking headphones so they catch just the right way so
don't
I can
question
hear out of both
don't
ears.
Question nothing has gone wrong with these so far, these recordings. We're gonna be fine.
All right.
We're good. I mean, unless you want to pause and save it, which I don't advocate, because we got, you know what we got?
Pure gold.
That's the sound of momentum, not balls on ass. That's momentum, and we got it right now, you and me. Shall we talk about what should have been the intro
or whatever horseshit movie? I don't think you made your point.
Oh, my point was that during Animal House, that might not have been the 60s whatsoever. Or because the National Lampoon people are smart and the Take Me Home Tonight people are retards, Animal House did do the job and correctly capture that era. Because Mom looks back.
She said they did.
Yeah, and she's like, it's very accurate. Whereas Take Me Home Tonight is literally like two guys watched Miami Vice and then looked at, like, you know, MTV's top 10 of the 80s, and that was it.
Is it supposed to be like that, though? Or no?
If by...
Like over-the-top, shitty, like tongue-in-cheek, kind of?
I think they just didn't give a shit to lose any sort of appeal by getting into the actual minutiae of the 80s. Like, the pussy that Topher Grace is all obsessed with?
Poodle-permed?
Not in the least.
What, she had flat hair?
Yes.
The
like,
fuck?
Like, maybe there's a little volume to it, but goddamn, like, no
Jennifer Aniston
perp.
Cut?
It, much more that than the poodle perp.
I remember when that happened.
What, like, just the utter ugly fuck poodle hair?
Just every chick, like, started getting, like, short haircuts in, like, the mid-90s, like, 94-ish. I think because of Aniston.
Well, I think just 80s hair was gone in general.
No, but it was, like, a revolution. Like, I remember when fucking, like, Kelly Bundy cut her hair and... Fuck, who else? But it was just like one after the other.
What do you buy like the Bob? Because what the fuck like, was even so special about Christina's hair? Did it like tear? Was that the thing? Like
no,
it was
just like
front?
The fact it was like flat and straight, which really probably hadn't been in style since the 70s.
Jesus.
Like before she came out, like, yeah, man. Like
I thought her fashion was she had fucking two nipples that showed through everything.
She is hot as shit, though. I was watching a bit of Horrible Bosses. She's fucking hot, man.
Oh, and Horrible Bosses? Shit, yeah, she's good looking. I don't typically like her. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I don't think she's hot, but yeah, in that movie where she's like dressed like a slut and shit.
Yeah. Women, take note. Fucking, if you want to be hot, dress like a whore, have a tight body, put on glasses. Glasses rule.
Nah. Who wants a woman that reads? what the fuck was I going to say? No, like before Friends came out, like, most chicks still had like shoulder or tit length hair, like long, that long 80s hair.
I don't get the vibe that it was like,
it wasn't like fucking big and curly,
but you're saying it was still long.
Yeah. Like almost like waist length, like mid torso length.
Okay.
And then like she came out and she had this like shoulder length or shorter hair. And like every chick started getting
everyone
like the dyke
fucking
bob.
Talks about the damn, the Rachel. I don't really it wasn't, goddamn remember it.
It wasn't necessarily like her hair. It's just like kind of like that short, straight bob. Yeah. Like all these chicks just started cutting off
their
hair.
I remember it being like a bob, though. Like, I think it was like a bob for like 2 inches up front, and then it kind of like tapered off and it was like long in the back or some shit. Sounds like a mullet.
Well, just even the fact that it was like shoulder length, like I said, I'm saying, as opposed to like chest length. Like, I remember Daisy Fuentes the same way.
What? She had the long hair or the short hair?
Long, and then she
That's
cut
what I
it.
Remember. Oh, I don't remember the cut. I just remember as a kid, like...
Because I don't think anyone remembered Daisy Fuentes
oh,
after
God.
2 weeks.
Oh,
I'm
such a racist dick.
Jenny
when I was
McCarthy,
a little kid.
Same thing. When she was in Playboy, she had like long-ass hair. When she was on that stupid Jenny McCarthy show, she had
oh, single
short
out.
Fucking Jennifer Aniston hair.
Yeah, good point.
No, dude, it was like overnight. It really kind of was, man.
All right.
Yeah.
My little brother's gay. Live and learn.
Unlike Nevermind, which we've done that bit on the show before, but that was not like overnight, like all 80s metal bands died.
Oh, yeah. I love. Oh,
Bill
yeah.
Bird is a fucking great bit.
How about what? There's, it's like the dinosaurs with the comet or something?
No,
bullshit?
He talks about the same thing. He's like, people always go on about how like Nevermind was this overnight game changer. And
it
he says, like, when it came out,
fucking Warren.
Yeah, he's like, all right, cool. When's the next Poison album coming out?
It's so true. It's so fucking true. You didn't bat an eye because I'm sorry. Like,
it was the same thing. Like, the 90s didn't start until like 94. Like, that's when like Motley Crue and all them were passe and they had to start fucking like wearing
just,
grunge clothes,
dude,
and shit.
It's just so white to split hairs about that bullshit to begin with. If you're a brother and
a
you don't care about rock,
moment.
You're like, oh, so there was this bunch of long-haired white guys with guitars and drums, and then there was this other bunch of white guys with guitars and drums. I see. Yeah, but it wouldn't matter.
Well, I don't know. How was it for rap with N.W.A.? That wasn't overnight exactly either. It was more like...
It was...
quicker with Dre and Snoop. And that was kind of.
It's like that was the first popular hard shit because, like, people used to brag about being street and shit like that. Like, it wasn't all Run DMC fucking loopy doopy. Like
KRS-One.
KRS was like kind of. Okay. I'll get into some hip hop talk. KRS was gangster his first album, and then his DJ, Scott LaRock, got shot through the fucking throat.
That's pretty
and
gangster.
And died. Yeah. It is. Dying is gangster as fuck, man. And after that, he was like very stop the violence.
Yeah, but was the music still just like shoop doop shoop boop loop?
It was like weird synth beats. Like if you ever listen to the beat on The Bridge Is Over, it literally sounds like me fucking hitting a button, something just kicking in on a Casio.
That's weird, like shitty 808 sounds.
Yeah, doop doop doo 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 doop doop. It's it is what it is, but...
But even that had the crossover, because let's not forget about Pumps and the Bumps.
Fucking favorite. No, NWA.
You ever hear that song?
Yeah, I've survived Pumps and Bumps. Fucking Hammer. Gangster Hammer. How dare he?
Asses.
How dare he?
Especially because didn't he used to be like a fucking minister or something?
Yeah, his whole fucking thing was the Prey video. He was like in the robes.
Yeah.
God, NWA. I want to say this. NWA's influence, like, I don't think rap has ever survived that or shaken it off, if you will.
It's still gangster bullshit.
It's still I Want to Be That. It stopped being about a group, though. So I'm going to say, like, Tupac and Biggie were
made
a bit
solo.
Yeah, exactly. They took NWA, made it I'm a Solo NWA, and it's really never left that. Except now it's like party music.
It depends. Then you hear horse shit like Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Fucking
just
stinks.
Lazy fucking, yeah. I mean,
well, apparently he was like a DEA agent, and then he just like took everything he wanted. It's like, oh, now I'm going to pretend I was a drug.
Really?
Kingpin. Yeah.
Good God. Like me looking at porn and then talking like I fuck women or something.
Yeah, don't you hate it when a bitch you're fucking with fake tits has the scars around the nipples?
I don't know, man. I don't know. And by that, I mean, I don't know where we're going to go with the show. It's sort of philosophical. I don't know.
Heck to take me home tonight.
Yeah.
Had you made your point? It was just shitty.
Yeah, it's
women
just,
are stupid.
It's a clusterfuck. It does not work. You know the one reason to watch Take Me Home Tonight? Fucking Michael Biehn.
Who?
Exactly. Michael Biehn, the man who saved Sarah Connor from the Terminator.
In the first Terminator movie?
Exactly. Kyle Reese. Father of John Connor. The man responsible for saving our planet as we know it.
How old is he now?
Ooh.
Depressingly old.
God, Mikey B. Let's see. I want to say he was like 27 in Terminator, which
so
probably
like
filmed 83. So we're going to tag on 30 years to that.
So 50s?
55, let's say. 56,
double nickels.
Something like that. Yeah. In that range. Holding it together, Michael Biehn. I love that man. I love all James Cameron. Well, up until the bad James Cameron movies. But like, your Terminator 1, your Terminator 2, your Aliens.
I never really liked Aliens. It kind of scared me as a kid.
Aliens is so goddamn good. Have you ever heard of Tell talking about Aliens? He did it on Opie and Anthony.
No.
So good. So fucking good. Just riffing on how all the Marines had manly names and shit like that.
No, like the only one I've probably seen all the way through is a shitty Alien vs. Predator. Doesn't even count.
That is.
Same way, like the only Star Wars movie I've ever seen start to finish was like Episode 2 or whatever.
What, the Clone Wars?
Yeah, the second prequel.
Eh.
Yeah, I was stoned.
Yeah.
And we
kept
spitting sunflower seeds out all over the floor.
Oh, God, probably all over some fucking chubby seven-year-old who's going to be a virgin for the next 20 years.
No, I was like empty. I was still paranoid we're going to get ratted out.
Eh. I don't care for Star Wars all that much.
Fucking stinks.
Especially the three new ones can really bite my ass. The third one was like, okay. The old ones, they are what they are. They're good. Like, people obsessed with them just really... I'm sure like a lot of them listen to the show, but fucking move beyond it, man.
I remember as a
kid. There's actual religion. If you want that in your life, like, study something that actually matters. Don't learn about like how they make lightsabers.
Like, what do they play it at the end of the school year when we were kids and stuff sometimes in class?
I know you had cooler teachers than me.
So yeah, I remember like one time, it's just that whole fucking intro scene where it's like the stormtroopers in the white hallway. Like,
that's Star Wars part.
I'm
four,
bored by that.
Oh,
like,
why?
By that point.
You don't like the fucking helmets that look like bedpans?
It stinks. And isn't that like the first scene in the movie?
Yes. That's even before the Galaxy Far, Far Away font. That's just it.
It's already lost me by that point. I'm like, this is boring as shit.
That shit is
not
for you.
I don't know what's going on.
That is one of the places you and I differ. I can at least like tolerate kind of sci-fi and fantasy type crap, and you just do not care.
I like seeing the Ewoks get killed. There's something funny than seeing like a cute fuzzy creature die.
Oh, you heartless. Oh,
they're just on those little scooters and they get picked off. Like,
this day I hate seeing that shit.
God, it's the only
thing
makes me fucking laugh.
I hate seeing the damn Ewoks die.
You feel a little pang in your heart.
Oh, yeah, man. Especially like they. Here's what I don't get. There's one scene, if we're going to nerd it up, where one takes like a laser through his gut hole or whatever, and he falls over. And another Ewok.
They carry him off or something?
No, no. There's no like great fucking Ewok perp walk or anything.
Closes his eye with a dramatic.
Pours out a little liquor.
Sleep, old friend.
Fucking like Shakespearean actor voice.
Yeah, they don't even speak English,
go
do they?
Forward into this good night. No, they fucking, they say yub yub. I remember that. They have Ewok talk.
Oh, yub yub my ball.
I just remember, yeah, they pick people with spears and go yub yub. Like Diddy Mal, you know, like a fucking Viet Cong that would be awesome. Mal. But one of them gets, you know, it gets his little furball guts fried by a laser. And another one marches over and he starts like, press it on the corpse, like, wake up, buddy.
Oh, jeez.
Now, first of all, like, it fucks with you when you're younger, because you're like, oh, god damn it. But it just dawned on me while we're talking right now, they may have never seen lasers and that shit, but you're fucking telling me they don't die in the wild? Like, they don't even comprehend death?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to run with that a little bit more. Like, if this were a Star Wars crowd, they would have killed. What the fuck? They haven't.
Well, what happens
they
afterwards?
Seen technology.
So he shakes
they're not
him.
Retarded. He shakes him, and he doesn't wake up because he just got eviscerated by a laser beam.
And then the camera pans in close, and he says, "Look,
tear.
A real tear."
Just one fucking solitary tear down his dog muzzle face.
Engine getting trash thrown on the
Iron
highway.
Iron Eyes Cody, motherfucker.
What's his name?
Iron Eyes Cody. It was a fucking Sicilian.
Oh, God, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And he just, like, ran with the Indian thing after that.
So you just, like, you'll see him in a mall in Tuscaloosa to this day.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be in the fucking, you know, just his balls hanging out of a feather skirt.
Like the fucking Indians from Bonanza.
Sicilian potatoes. Oh, God. Oh, that's right. The Indians from Bonanza is a Simpsons thing.
Married with Children, I think.
Oh, God. No. They definitely reference it on The Simpsons.
Maybe both.
Wow, it had to be a real thing then.
Why the hell not? Yeah, I think, dude, back then, because TV was so much more popular, because there's only four fucking channels, three.
Three? Fox is, so, came yeah. out. We got all that 25th anniversary of Fox shit going on, like, right now.
So those people could milk that shit probably the rest of their lives.
Dude, yeah, it was, everything was so seminal. Like, people had just discovered TV, and it was like, oh my God, you mean I have something better than my shitty, boring real life? And then you had three options to choose from?
I mean, what the fuck's Henry Winkler done in the last 30 years? He's still famous.
Yeah, good point. We are just not going to have that.
No.
Like, once that generation...
Not with music anymore, not with TV. There's just too many fucking options.
Yeah. People don't listen to radio, just like these shitty faggot podcasts.
I was going to say, people do listen to horse shit like this. So that's why, like, there's no radio stars.
Yeah. There's nothing central anymore. It's
good
so,
and bad.
How weird is that, though? Like, technology has made us more connected than ever in theory, but in reality, we're, like, splitting up into little fucking tribes the way we used to live.
Well, because everyone can be a fucking star now.
I guess.
Because of the internet.
But what loser would attempt that?
So, yeah, it's just the fact that, like, we all don't go to the same source. So...
Yeah, and I guess everyone's like, oh, that's, you know, this countermeasure protection against Big Brother. I don't think it is. I think there's strength in numbers to some extent.
I don't know. It depends. Like,
we're fucked. I don't know how, but we're fucked. I mean,
yeah,
you can pick
I'll
up
second
on that.
That.
Yeah, exactly. It'll happen.
Somehow, like, all roads point to Mad Max.
Exactly.
Just fighting for gasoline.
Me and the last of the police interceptors with my dog.
Sleeping with a fucking gun over your chest like yeah. Tony Soprano.
Just leotardo on the loose.
All right, so NFL draft.
Yeah, let's get to that. Well, first
how much time do we have left?
Oh, we can talk about the intro. Hold on. We have... we got like a half hour left if we want to go long.
All right.
Fuck it. Again, if we get cut off on anyone broadcasting us, inpoppisbasement.com would have the full episode as well as everything else we've ever done.
You need a fucking like sweeper that you can just push. It's like, ride the snake. Something
you
like
want that?
No. That'd be dumb as shit.
Look, I wanted to play samples. I have a couple, but
your computer's effed because of your cuckold pornography virus.
Okay, literally, yeah, it was going to be, hold on, Now that you mentioned the magic word.
Everyone get real quiet. What, cuckold?
Yeah, hold on.
That's a safe word.
That was it. Coming in at like one-tenth of our talking volume, yeah.
That's...
My name is Andy Bernard, and I'm a cuckold.
There you go. That was it. Was it worth the wait?
Professional technology.
I know. If I care.
Wait, why the fuck don't we use the computer in here? Just because the samples and crap?
I think I would have to use this one, and I'm not sure if I can upload the actual samples to it. And then I don't actually know where the keyboard is, because I know this one's recording. That's in front of me. And the one to my left that could play the samples because it's not recording us, I don't see a keyboard for it.
So much shit in here, and yet everything is about as useful as an asshole on your elbow. It's just fucking like analog tape decks in the back. Two turntables.
We have two turntables, like new turntables, not even bullshit turntables. These are like DJ would sell their balls to get their hands on this equipment.
Aye, aye, aye.
It is what it is. But no, okay, the whole thing with me not playing the intro, I wanted to play these clips from Trading Places.
Nice topical movie.
Exactly. That's the best of 84. And I wanted to record this segment where the... Oh, God. How am I brain farting on there? The two...
Oh, no. This is kind of sad, though. We're now describing something we could have played, but... weren't able to pull the rabbit out of the hat. Fucking theater of the mind.
Oh my God. I can't remember their goddamn name. Is Don Amici the two...
You're on your own, man.
Damn it. The two Mortimers. There we go.
I have no clue.
You've never... That. How have you not seen Trading Places?
I've seen like bits and pieces. I've seen Eddie Murphy wearing the dashiki.
That's the end. That's literally like the fucking...
Is he the African or the American?
What?
Like, is he African or is he American?
It's fucking Coming to America.
Oh. The fuck's Trading... Oh, Trading Places and Trading Places with like Dan Aykroyd or something?
Yes. And you see Jamie Curtis's massive fucking man tits.
Her XXY chromosome
tits.
Oh,
I would fuck whatever she has down there until a hole was made
her
if there
vaginas.
Wasn't one. I would bang those balls into some sort of vaginal shape.
I'm sure I fucking rubbed it out to that striptease scene in, was it True Lies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was hot as shit then. That was, what, 94?
That was a good 10 years later. But 84, just put your hand over the head.
She have long hair, short hair? What?
She looks like fucking Kurt Warner's wife.
Who?
It's
Kurt Warner. Football player, I think.
Yes.
His wife a fucking pig blob? Or?
She had a very hardcore, like, G.I. Joe haircut.
Diesel Dyke.
Very Diesel Dyke. Fucking just massive ship diesel engine Dyke.
I could take short hair on a woman if she had, like, a fucking, like, killer body and huge tits. As long as you remember, it's a goddamn woman.
How accepting of you. So glad you can move past that.
Like Belladonna, the porn star? She didn't look that bad. Although she fucking like shaved her head, which is kind of nasty, but...
Yeah, that always creeps the shit out of me, because once in a while I'll wind up like in a goth club, and not that there's ever very many attractive women to pick from, and I'm not saying that because like the goth look turns me off. There are plenty of hot goth chicks.
They're just big fat fatties.
A lot of times. And once in a while you will see the girl with the shaven head, and that's just like...
And a fat chick?
No, they're usually like skinny fat. I've never seen a fat girl with a shaven head. Because yeah, I think
bad
a fat girl,
choice, realize.
Yeah, a fat girl is like, okay.
I need all the help I can
exactly.
get.
Exactly. On the checklist of like 20 essentials, I've got three.
That's like
and I'm not erasing one of them.
Mediocre bitches get tattoos and they think it makes them hot. It's like, no, tattoos are hot on a hot girl.
Yeah.
You're just a fucking mess who is now more messed up because you've desecrated
to
your body.
To me, like... At best, tattoos are in neutral.
I actively do not like them.
I fall more into your camp. I've met a couple girls where like I just don't notice them.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay.
But I've never wanted to fuck a girl because I'm like, oh, that's a hot tattoo.
No, if you're into that, you're probably also into amputee porn. Like you've got a whole rabbit's hole that you just got to work your way through.
Because most of them look like shit. They get shittier as they age.
The one time
everyone
I
fucking
was
has
turned
them.
On by a tattoo was a very wet ink. Like, it looked like it was done 3 weeks ago. Like, the hepatitis had just calmed down from the surface.
It was a leaking pus, and it gave you a rod.
She had wiped that off, and it was just almost like a racing stripe of some bullshit kanji text or whatever the shit it is from her hip bone to, like, her armpit. And that, I was like, that's kind of sleazy. And I dug that. But she was, like, skinny and hot.
So that's the only thing. It's like, it makes you just think a chick's easy to nail. That's
I won't say it makes you think they're easy, because fucking everyone has them now.
Well, no, if a chick has like a sleeve.
But the world's full of whores, too. So.
If a chick has like a sleeve.
You're like, how many times has that been cummed on?
Yeah, I can get a handy from that
one. Exactly. The grossest, by the way, if you're, I hope this is like already passing out of fashion, and I'm old, so I don't know. If you
I think tattoos in general seem to.
Oh, God. I could not be happier if they do.
Because everyone fucking has them, man. It's like having a Facebook page. There's nothing hip about it. Your mom has like a goddamn tramp stamp.
Again, a lot of them, they're complete neutral to me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but if you were like in a relationship with a chick, wouldn't you just be like, all right, you're a fucking dummy?
I would view it as they don't line up with my values on the tattoo thing. Because to me, there's nothing. I'm so ADD. If I got a tattoo 2 weeks later, I would be, what the motherfuck did I just do?
Scrubbing it with a saltwater rag.
Yeah, exactly. I would be taking a pumice stone to it, like, this will work sometime.
It actually does.
Does
it? Oh, yeah.
I suppose.
I mean, I'm sure it scars the shit out of your skin, but.
Yeah, it's just, it ain't my thing. It wouldn't faze me long term, but I'd be like, eh.
What, if you had one or a chick?
No, if a chick had one. Again, just some girls, I don't notice them all that much. Like, they have a couple bits of ink, and I'm like, okay. Like, I'm staring at their face or their tits or something.
Yeah,
if you have one of those breastplate tattoos, like the emo thing.
The ones who make a point of it, that's nasty.
Fuck off.
Tit tattoos suck.
Those are gross.
Foot tattoos are nasty.
Foot tattoos are the worst. To me, foot tattoo is the sluttiest fucking thing ever.
It's not slutty, it's just ugly.
No, it's ugly, but that, more than almost any other tattoo, is an indicator of, like, you can just put it wherever.
I don't want a foot job from that.
Like, you can put it up to my ass, and that is just going to be smooth as a ship leaving port.
Foot tattoos?
Yeah, that
like
is.
Like a girl wearing a hat?
Yeah.
Just looking to get fucked?
Just look at me, pay attention to me, and feel me.
Look at me, love me,
No, no,
he's very fancy.
In stereo, just like our pisses earlier, that fucking began and ended with the same 16th of a second.
Exact same pitch, too. It was weird.
Oh, my God.
It means, like, same, like, diameter stream.
Symphonic. Same frequency. Same urethras, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Back to trading places. I wanted the intro where the Mortimers hear Eddie Murphy singing.
Fucking the Mortimers.
Stuff. These two old guys. I'll explain the whole damn thing to you. You just got to give me a chance.
All right, I'm going to check my phone while you do that.
You can do that. You'll only do it once. Veronica, my other co-host.
She have any tattoos? Nah. Not the type.
I don't think so. She probably has like one little shit one on her ankle.
Does she really? That's what I was going to say.
I know guarantee
Kate had the arm one.
Yeah, Kate has that weird barbed wire.
Yeah, fucking
like
Howard Stern tattoo.
I was a stripper in 94 tattoo. I would beg.
I got this before I went to see Escape from LA in the theater.
Gravity Kills rules. Veronica, I bet, has like a fucking animal she likes tattooed on her ankle. Like a bug. You know what I mean? Like, there's always ladybug, butterfly. What the hell else is there that girls go with? There's maybe...
Dragon?
That's like a whore girl.
Well, that's all I've betted. So.
A dragon tattoo.
You never fucked a girl with a dragon's tail pointing to her asshole?
I've actually fucked a dragon calf tattoo girl once.
You've never fucked a 40-year-old stripper who had a hysterectomy so the tattoo on her stomach didn't line up properly? What world have you been living in?
What kind of love are you making?
Oh,
oh no.
I'm trying to think, like, Oh, that's, I don't know. I've slept with like a few like pretty tatted up chicks. That's about half and half.
Really? No.
I think probably like some of the old ones who didn't at the time now do.
Really? Yeah. No, I would say.
I've definitely fucked like the few suicide girl types.
I would. What's weird like, is you
you're
don't
fucking
like
them doggy style and you're just like looking. Like you're not even focused on the sex. Like you're kind of like more just looking at the art.
Like that's, oh yeah, like it's
mediocre
comic
quality.
Book. I would
like just critiquing the artist's work.
Yeah, I was. God, I'm trying to think. I would say maybe four chicks I've been with have had it. Four or five have had ink.
Like any or like to a serious extent.
Any, and maybe like two have had semi serious. I know one girl had like she was just kind of looked like a normal chick, and the dress came off. And it was like a fucking Yakuza back tattoo.
The fuck? Who's this?
We won't do names anymore. It gets us in trouble. By us, I mean me.
Well, because it was your fault. But.
Yeah, it was. She was very, like, the back was just done up. I mean, literally from the fucking base of the neck to the tailpipe.
And that was it?
Yeah, and that was it. I don't think there was ink elsewhere on the body.
Because then it just looks weird. Like, it really has to kind of be balanced out.
I mean, that's like a wild bra. That, like, fucking, you're concealing that, and that comes out.
But see, that'd be the only kind of shit I like.
That's literally, like, the chick goes into the bathroom, she's like, let me slip into something more comfortable, and it's the fucking, like, garter belts and the whip.
I've never had that,
unfortunately. Oh, like, dominatrix shit? I've never had a girl.
Well, anytime, like, I have a chick, like, act like they're going to dress in something sexy. It's like some stupid fucking like nightie. It's like, what are you doing?
I have literally
take that off, you dummy.
I've literally never fucked a girl who wore anything remotely special for me.
Really? I'd have to like actually no, I take that back.
The best I've had is like matching bra and panties that I could tell they maybe purchased a couple days ago. Really? That is it.
I've had a few. Like usually I think you just have to buy it for them and put them in it.
And that is where we're going to hit a snag.
Here you go, bitch.
I am cheap.
Dude, this shit's cheap.
I thought lingerie was not cheap. Fredericks of Hollywood. I used to read the prices while masturbating to the catalog.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't feel a fucking urge to get it to begin with. I get horny from physical contact. The visual...
That works too, but like, I don't know.
Like, to me, the visual is literally just a binary, like... Okay, you look good, so that, like, qualification process has shut off in my head. And then it's just being, like...
I wasn't paying attention. I was focusing on what I was going to say next.
Wait a minute, Chief. For me, the look, a girl's looks,
yeah,
they matter beforehand, almost when she's clothed and that stuff. Like, I'm like, I want to be with you. You know, you being hot is definitely a part of what I'm with.
That's the first item on the checklist.
Yeah. But once it like we've cleared that hurdle, the visual doesn't matter all that much to me anymore. Like I'm like, now I'm having sex. I don't need to be like looking and having sex. Like sex is a very tactile thing to me.
Yeah.
It isn't like I'm staring at tits while I'm fucking a girl. I'm like, oh, those tits are great. I'm gonna come.
Yeah, but that's
I'm
a like, nice bonus.
Yeah, I'm just like, I feel warm pussy. That's what's gonna make me come.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but there is like nothing better than like fucking a chick with like huge tits and a fucking like flat stomach.
Oh, a hot girl's great.
Great
yeah.
Ass.
You're like,
yeah.
I have no business here.
So it does help.
It definitely helps. But like, again, it's more like it ramps me up to be in the mood. And then I'm okay. Your good looks are your good looks are going to make me want to sleep with you. But once we're there, it's not going to like drive me over.
Yeah, but a lot of chicks can look pretty decent in clothes.
Well, that's what I'm
naked.
Saying.
And
but like, your bad looks can easily be a negative. Like, your clothes come off, and I'm just like,
oh, I hate that. Like, oh, that's what's under there.
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
it's like rattling like, around what you think's a Super Nintendo under the Christmas tree, and it's a fucking, like, erector
pair
set.
Of shoes.
Yeah, like, my first science kit. Who needs that bullshit?
Yeah. No, that's like, again, what is the slutty clothes come in handy? You get to, like, check it out before you buy.
Oh, what, just, like, parade them around, make you model it?
Yeah, but even a lot of times, like, chicks with big tits, they look great pushed up. You take them off, it's like, you.
I would say that's 9 out of 10. It
makes the fucking,
tits.
Like, iPhone sound, like, when you close a window.
Just the slide whistle. yeah, one of the better-looking women I've ever been with, who was like, I always say she looked exactly like the mom from Weeds, except she had the 36, 24, 36 thing going. Mm-hmm. Like, sick ass, especially like for a white chick.
Yeah.
Fucking great ass. Her bra came off.
Does she have a kid?
No. At least she didn't tell me. She was a nutbag. She could have easily popped stretch marks. My eyeballs had to do a lot of rotating down to catch the final resting place of those nipples.
Wow.
It was not a happy day. And
so
it
if it's like
should
a
have been.
Mom, sometimes I'll find that hot. I was just like, oh, you dirty mom whore.
You lost me for a second, and then dirty mom whore. You got me right back.
You saggy titted slut. Right now, your child is starving. I'm shooting ropes on your nipple.
I'm sustaining you with my seed, whore, while your child starves. Get me to come in a Gerber baby bottle. Feed him.
So, like, yeah, sometimes sex can be nasty like that, where something that's, like, traditionally unattractive actually turns you on.
Ooh, God. Have
it's
I?
Like, you can just tell, like, oh, you've had kids.
Again, to me, mom is like, it's like the looks thing where if you glide, or it's tattoos rather, if you can glide on it, okay, but if it bugs me, it bugs me.
If it's like a younger mom, I think it's hotter.
Well, the body older recovers.
Doesn't really matter. No, it's just the fact that it's like you can still like tell they had a kid. Like most strippers at the club.
You young mom whore.
Pretty much. You couldn't keep them legs closed, eh, honey?
Yeah, momhood, not so much a big thing. Now, if she were actively lactating, that could be
Jesus
fun.
Christ.
That could be fun. It'd probably be one of those things where it gets in my mouth and I'd be like, oh, that was fucking wild. And then like 4 days later, I'm taking an AIDS test and crying uncontrollably.
I've never
pranked the Jesus I don't believe in.
Lactating mamas.
I've never dealt with a lactating woman, believe me.
Me neither.
I've had friends who are preggers and I was like, hey, you know, can I?
Did I have a stripper maybe shoot milk on me once?
No, you're thinking about a story where a guy sued because a stripper shot all over his face.
I've seen it somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it was in real life.
I don't remember what breast milk tastes like, though. I would be fascinated. Like, if I got a pregger friend...
Probably tastes like ass.
I have heard...
Probably tastes like buttermilk.
No, I have heard it's like some bitter-tasting shit. Yeah. Like, it ain't nice. But I... Never really did.
Because it
doesn't
have sugar in it like every other fucking thing we eat and drink.
I just want to taste a dab, man. And I'm not going to order it online like you can because...
Oh, yeah.
You can just order it online, I believe.
And they don't even... No questions asked? Like, they don't even know what your fucking intent is
for
this?
In no way have I looked into it. I simply believe I have heard you can order it online.
I would be surprised.
This is not like I've gone to these websites and fucking just beads of sweat pouring down. Like, am I going to do it?
Dude, anything baby related is huge fucking business.
Well, I guess a lot of chicks like want their baby to be fed breast milk and they don't produce it or they're on meds or they're too busy.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, anything. Like, I guess when people have kids, they go nuts.
It's just like, so great because you know it's a bunch of like hood rat moms like feeding like you know, these little white kids, these little uppity shits. How, like, I would die laughing if the baby like came out a little darker because it drank a lot of black breast milk.
Definitely coming out a little bit dumber.
God damn. All right. That was not the host of the show making that comment.
Why is he so interested in playing the lottery? He's only 7, but he has his own numbers? What does that even mean?
He used to be so good with these puzzles.
Why does he keep trying to put Velcro on the ceiling?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
God damn. You want to go out on that note? It's almost 11:30.
I mean, I guess we can
do 5 minutes on the NFL draft, which is our main topic.
Yo, don't you forget Trading Places, where I was looking for the sound clip of the two Mortimers, and I tried to log on to HBO Go, and I couldn't. Because that service sucks ass, or someone else is logged in as me, I don't know which.
So it's HBO's Netflix?
Yes, which is really addictive, by the way. It's got, like, everything they've ever put out, every Sopranos episode, fucking all 3 seasons of Eastbound.
That's pretty fucking
sweet. I have not looked at Netflix in, like, 2 months.
And that just comes with having an HBO subscription on TV?
Yes.
It's extra?
No, just toss it in.
Wow.
Makes me want to actively keep HBO. They are very smart.
What the hell? They don't do original movies, though, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the online thing or just TV or what?
For TV. Like, they had one like 3 weeks ago where Julianne Moore played Sarah Palin. I think.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Does she show her cunt lips?
Three scenes? No. Don't believe so. I didn't actually watch the film, but yeah, that's a couple of dirty MILF fetishes mashed into one.
Too bad it wasn't Lisa Ann. But
yeah, Lisa Ann brings a certain...
God damn, she's
hot. A certain wah, to the role.
That is one hot-ass woman.
Lisa Ann, the porn star that plays... Yeah. I'd fuck her. I'm not so big into like the ridiculous implants. I'd certainly love to play with a pair at one time. They don't like blow my mind or anything.
That's where you and I differ, my friend.
Exactly. I got Star Wars. You've got big tits. So I wanted to then play a second Trading Places clip that I know I have somewhere on the computer that is... Oh, what's his face? Danny Glover. No, it was Dan Aykroyd describing the entire premise of the movie after he's waking up from a fever dream. And he's like, it was all due to this terrible, awful Negro. So I'm like, okay, I can't find this clip under Trading Places, Dan Aykroyd, whatever. I'm going to type in the word Negro and hit search. Dude, like 400 IM conversations came up on my computer. I am one racist motherfucker. Good Lord.
The word Negro itself?
Yes, the word Negro. Lord knows how many N-bombs must have been dropped in these. Like, I'm talking 40, 50 conversations where I typed out the word N-E-G-R-O.
Jesus God.
What is with me? What was I talking about?
Did you actually save them, or is I...
I am auto-logged them. It.
I have not used that since college, I don't think. Actually, I guess work. So probably 2003, 2004. Do people still use it?
No,
it's all like
not
Google
in the least.
Shit.
It's GChat, Facebook chat.
Yeah.
Not in the least is IM even touched. I'm sure
fucking
there's an,
hate Facebook chat.
I'm sure there's an IM app
for the iPhone.
Yeah,
had
who
one download.
Who would touch that shit?
I don't even remember my fucking names or logins.
God, I'm really shocked that like. Oh, I wish you'd seen Trading Places, man. I had like a half hour of Trading Places material that I can't get into now.
No. We also don't have a half an hour period. But.
That's true. No, we just got the NFL draft wags, but I mean, we're already at the punch out time, man.
That's what I'm saying. We should have gone out on that high note.
Well, now we
instead you had to go into depth about how you wanted to do something, but
and then I didn't.
Lacked the technical or mental
welcome
prowess.
To every fucking other conversation I have in my life. This is what I would have done, but I didn't. Now back to the video games. Well, fuck it. We can do it next time. How about that? We do that as a
That's like fucking a chick like really, really well and then going for a second round and you like can't even get it up. And then you like sully the memory of the first time.
Oh, the first, yeah, go out on a high note. No, you're great. Or like you're really taking them to Pound Town and it's like you can tell they're this fucking close to coming.
And you shoot.
Yeah, and they're just like, just a little more, just a little more. You're like, ah, you're fucking trying to hold it together like a shuttle re-entering at the wrong angle.
Yeah, that happened
boom,
recently.
Boom! The tiles fire, you know, just catch on fire and everyone's dead.
This has been too long for me. Christ, I never fucking come early. When I was on the fucking like antidepressants and shit, God, man. Fucking
that's a miracle. Yeah. I can count maybe on one hand the times I've actually been able to nut inside a girl while wearing a condom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the only times I do now. Unless.
No, I'm not saying I do much of it raw, dog.
She comes from a wealthy family.
Oh, yeah.
Or she's. Wait, what's the other qualification? I can't remember. Oh. Had her lady parts removed.
Had her labs sewn shut.
Like, if I'm fucking her and I'm bumping into a goddamn, like, Coca-Cola, like, bottle top where her cervix should be.
You fucking hear an echo. Your balls rack. Your balls pounding on it. Just a fucking thump-a-bum. Thump-a-bum-a-bum. Like a...
Your cervix has been replaced with a Snapple lid. And I'm punching into that little button. The fucking freshness thing.
How weird is that? They're just like holes that you open in the body. What do they fill with? Mystery meat? Like, does just water collect there?
What? Well, they have a hysterectomy?
Yeah. The shit happens there. Or, like, you get a kidney removed.
I didn't go in there with
a fucking part there.
Oh, you're saying, like, I see what you're saying. Like, you just have, like, a giant, like, slump in your side.
Shit happens. Yeah, it's weird as fuck.
No,
I've
I guess
always
like,
wondered about that.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Thank you.
Getting all deep.
Yeah,
again,
now,
we had some momentum.
Now we're leaving on real cock tease. What happens?
What happens when internal organs are removed?
I don't know. Someone...
They just put in like a paper mache spacer. Oh, here you go.
I literally... maybe they just mash a fake tit into like the appropriate jaw, you know, give you a silicon implant.
I don't know, man. I'd fucking hernia surgery. That definitely like changed the way my abs look and shit.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, fucking stinks.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Well, now we just didn't kill the momentum. We're actively fucking depressing. Well done. Will, if the good people listening to the show want to get in touch with you, you've got what? At Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y.
On Twitter. Try looking me up on Facebook.
Will Papa Giorgio.
I guess maybe you could find me through the Papa's Basement page or John's page. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, get in touch with me. If you ever want to get in touch with Will, I can put you in touch. Especially if you're a shapely lady.
That's all I want to talk to.
Exactly. Oh, Will, I'll at least talk to dudes who are into the show. Will would just be like, why are you listening? Are you a fucking faggot?
No, I'll talk to anybody.
Like, I feel like Will but meets John Redcorn with that.
No, I don't give a shit. There's more Joseph. But actually, I guess kind of both.
I am John Papa Giorgio. Again, you want to get in touch with me, the big thing to do is go to inpapasbasement.com. That's got links to the Twitter, which is at Papa's Basement. It's got facebook.com/Papa's Basement, link to that. And most importantly, the podcast, which are hosted on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Give us 5 stars. Give us 6 if you can fucking make that happen. Try harder, folks. That's it. On that note, we're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.